You are busting to go to the toilet. You're out and about. It's a long way to home. Ah, the relief of seeing a pub you can just duck into or a public toilet. And we expect one to be available. When we're at the shops or visiting a museum or at a footy game, what if a toilet was the difference between you being able to leave your home or not? Australia isn't as modern as you might think on this issue. Nikki Harrison's six-year-old daughter, Abby, has a disability which makes going to the loo difficult. And so utterly sick of laying Abby down on dirty floors in ill-equipped change rooms, her frustration has prompted Nikki to post a video of her daily ordeal on Facebook.
So here I am, in a disabled toilet, changing my disabled daughter on the floor. That's right, peeps, on the floor. When is society going to change so that I don't have to change my girl on the floor? Let's try and make a change. Share this video and get things changed. Sorry, Abs.
Yes, you can hear Nikki lifting up her daughter with great strain to change her in that change room. And the video has been shared. It's effectively gone viral. Nikki joins us this morning. Welcome, Nikki Harrison.
Good morning, Natasha. How are you?
Very well indeed. And we want to talk about changing places. It's a campaign that comes from the UK. It's landed here. Some big players are starting to take notice of what seems like a simple issue, but it's a profound need for many Australians. So, and if you want to go to and see the footy or the cricket, the MCG has just climbed aboard this campaign and announced a new facility there. So also joining us this morning is the organisation, the CEO of the organisation leading the campaign, the Changing Places campaign in Australia, Elizabeth McGarry, is CEO of the Association for Children with a Disability. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Morning, Natasha.
Nikki, what drove you to the point of putting this video online with that message?
Well, our local shopping centre was doing a big renovation, and I've lived in the area all my life. And as soon as they opened, I went straight to the disabled toilet, and it was huge, but I still couldn't change my daughter there. And I was so excited to have, you know, this new shopping centre open, and yeah, to not have the facility still to change Abby was very disappointing.
Just describe for us what's involved in toileting Abby and her need.
Abby wears nappies. She's about 26, 27 kilo, and my husband and I both have a bad back. So we need to lift her out of her chair onto the floor, change her nappy on the floor, which is regularly not a clean floor, and then lift her back up into her chair.
Does that hold you back in terms of how you move through the world with Abby, how you get out and about?
Oh, definitely. There's many times that we go on holiday and don't actually take her because it's just too hard, which is a shame because she, you know, she should be coming away with us. And also lots of different places that we go to, there's just nowhere to change her unless I just do it on the floor.
And you'll have this need into her adult life.
Yes.
Of yep. needing a proper changing facility that will allow you to lay her down and change her nappy.
That's correct, yes.
Elizabeth McGarry, CEO of the Association for Children with a Disability. This campaign, Changing Places, started in Britain, I gather.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it did some years ago, and clearly in the UK, as in Australia, people with a disability banded together and worked hard to overcome this barrier. And the development of the designs and schematics of Changing Places occurred, and now the UK has over 500 Changing Places facilities in public spaces. We're hoping to do the same here. Our needs in Australia are just as great. You've just heard Nikki's experience with her daughter, and there are at least 200,000 people in similar positions. When you add to that the carers who assist them, you know, we're talking about a significant group of people.
Describe the facilities that have been installed across the UK. What is needed for the range of disabilities that we're talking about?
Yep, sure. So to begin with, you need a larger space because it means that you're using a wheelchair and you have at least one other person in the room with you. So a standard disabled toilet doesn't provide that those dimensions and that size. So you need the size, the area to begin with, and then the actual pieces of equipment are an adult-sized change table, which is hydraulic and lifts. It sits on the wall, but then lifts down, and you can adjust it to the height that you require. And then an overhead hoist, which assists people to then be able to move from a wheelchair or the change table onto the toilet.
We've heard Nikki's experience, but from your experience, advocating for families and young people, adults. What does this mean, the absence of these facilities? Describe some of the situations that you've encountered.
Basically, people are saying that they really can't travel more than 2 hours away from home. So it restricts incredibly the ability of people with a disability to be part of the community and to go along and be involved in all the sorts of activities that we take for granted. So that's from a person with a disability's perspective. Because they need support, either from their family or friends or formal support with personal carers, then it restricts the ability to do that unless people are with you. So it means that families too can't travel too far without their person with a disability with them. So family activities are significantly restricted as a result.
Well, we've had an interesting tweet, and I think it's a question that needs to be asked. Warren writes, "Think about this like an economist. It makes no sense to spend that amount of money on such a small number of people, because this is a considerable investment in public facilities, isn't it?"
Yes, but I think that it is actually smart business to see the value of this consumer group. You know, yes, we're talking about maybe 200,000 people plus their carers. You can at least double that and probably triple it when you've got a mum and dad and other siblings. So it is a significant group. And this consumer group want to be involved in all sorts of ways, just like anybody else. They want to go to the footy, they want to go to the movies, they want to go to festivals that are happening, they want to go to the local leisure centre. And for some people, it actually means that they could work if a changing places facility was somewhere close to the business, to their business.
Because we're talking about a range of disabilities that in fact any of us could develop at any point in our lives. This includes those who are born with profound disabilities, but a whole suite of other afflictions.
Oh, absolutely. And acquired disabilities because of accidents is significant. And as we know, and as you said at the beginning of this discussion, in a moment your life can change.
Nikki, would shopping centres be the place to start? You mentioned that before. I mean, just thinking about retrofitting existing facilities, where do you think the need is greatest? Everywhere,
yeah. I've actually had a bit of breakthrough with my local shopping centre. They're looking at putting in a high-low change table and getting a portable hoist, just like another local shopping centre have done as well. So,
is that because you lobbied them?
I think so, yeah.
Well done, you.
Thanks.
Elizabeth, the Victorian State Government is funding the construction of toilets at big venues, well, iconic venues like the MCG. They've just announced that they're going to install a changing places facility, the zoo. Is it up to state governments here, or do we need to enshrine this in planning laws, in building codes?
Yes, I think it's really both, because first of all, it's also about raising awareness of the need for these types of facilities. And so you need leadership to actually pave the way. And as you said, the state government has done that. And there are a couple of other facilities that or areas that we're looking at where they where changing places might be developed in the near future. But ultimately, it's about changing building standards. And that's an area that this this Changing Places campaign, led by the Association for Children with a Disability, is working towards as well.
Has the private sector listened?
Some of them have, yes, yes, and it's interesting the amount of support that is being generated from individuals in the private sector, and recognising, as I said before, that in lots of ways it does make smart business sense.
Nikki, what sort of response have you had to this video, which I think you're going to spin into a petition as well?
Yeah, I've had 42,000 views. It's gone in less than a week. It's gone overseas. I had a mum from overseas send me a message saying that she's in America. She took her son to a Jets game. He soiled his pants 3 times and she had to change him 3 times on the floor of the disabled toilet. And she said it needs to be changed all over the world. She said there's so many of us in your situation and it's just not fair.
Incredible for you to reach out to that global community who are experiencing just the same as you and Abby. Look, thank you to you both for joining us today. Really terrific to talk about this issue because it's vital. Just the fundamentals of life are what make life fully accessible to all of us. Nikki Harrison, thank you. Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
And Elizabeth McGarry, likewise, CEO of the Association for Children with a Disability. Good luck with the Changing Places campaign.
Yes, thanks. And the website is changingplaces.org.au.
Terrific. And we'll put that on our website as well, changingplaces.org.au. Thanks for joining us. Well, and that might be an experience that you connect with true and clear. And do check out that website if you'd like to find out more and get behind that campaign. Natasha Mitchell with you this morning on ABC RN. Life Matters is where you are. Are you a good Greek girl? Or a bad Greek girl? Maria Katsonis, an extraordinary memoir, next.